Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he compliments other women. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married to the sweetest man for almost 30 years. 2 months ago, he told me it was time for me to retire so we can start traveling before we get too much older. I put in my notice at work and they gave me a retirement party. As a gift, my husband booked a cruise. We just got back last week, but it was not a good trip. I couldn't enjoy myself because the boat was full of young, beautiful women. They were part of a travel club, and it was their annual retreat. There had to be at least 40 women in the group, and they walked around half naked. My husband was all in their faces, trying to go eat when they ate and drinking more than he usually drinks to impress them. I was just sitting there like a bump on a log while he flirted and did a bunch of fake laughing. He even tried to learn line dances and almost sprained his ankle. Every day, he would sit there and comment on big butts, flat butts, nice wigs and bad wigs, beautiful skin and nice feet. He told the women they were beautiful right in front of me. I didn't want to be arguing on the trip, so I let it slide. But when he got overly excited about the woman from Venezuela, that really irritated me. He was trying his best to speak Spanish, and it was just too much for me to take. So I told him to knock it off, or I was going to stay in the room for the rest of the trip. The women were nice, but I'm sure it was grossing them out a little. I hope he didn't act like that back when he was traveling a lot for his job. I'm not insecure, but there's only so much I can take. Is it best to overlook his behavior and be glad that he feels comfortable enough to talk to me about anything? I mean, you know, the fact that he can talk to you about anything, okay, but come on, you know this isn't right. Your husband was doing way too much. I mean, just too much. He was acting like a single man or a married man who had left his wife at home. Every man, at least every smart man, knows that not to flirt, not to compliment or even look at other women in front of his wife. I mean, that's disrespectful, and you don't want that smoke from your wife. Your husband was very disrespectful. He made you look bad, I'm sure, in front of these young women and all of the people on the boat, really. And how could he possibly think this was okay? That's what I'm wondering here, because it was very stupid. You have to say how you feel, though. You just can't sit there like a bump on a log, you said. You have to let him know right then and there that this is not okay. So please have a serious talk with him and let him know. Don't embarrass you like that again. Next time, you just can't sit there. Steve?
Well. The subject is he compliments other women. The title of this letter should be, Ain't no fool like a old fool. You know, man, I know what happened to him. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. You know, this is how these letters always start. I've been married to the sweetest man.
Sweetest.
For almost 30 years. And in this letter, you didn't know just how sweet he was. Mm. Oh, 2 months ago, told you it was time to retire so y'all can start traveling before we get too much older. Mm. Put him a notice of work. They had a retirement party. Your husband has a gift. He booked a cruise for you. My man.
Nice.
We just got back last week, but it was a horrible trip. I couldn't enjoy myself because the boat was full of young, beautiful women. They had a travel club, and this was their annual retreat. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Here's the problem. There had to be at least 40 women in the group, and they walking around half naked. Lord, have mercy. God, no. My husband was all in their face. Mm. Ain't no fool like an old fool. Trying to go eat when they ate. Drinking more than he usually drank to impress him. Mm. I was just sitting there like a bump on the log. He flirted and did a whole bunch of fake laughs.
That's what I wanted to get to.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Woo! Say what? I know that right. Oh, God. Man, oh, man. Woo! Huh? Huh? You say... Ooh, that was, yeah, you funny like this all the time. Girl, you crazy. Boy, I bet you, huh? Say it again.
Yes.
Que pasó?
Yeah, I like pasta. Girl ain't pasta all the time. He even tried to learn line dances, almost sprained his ankle. Every day when he sit there and comment on big butts, flat butts, nice wigs, bag wigs, beautiful. See, that was to throw you off. Look at that wig coming over here, sitting all over on her head like that with that part just as tall in the middle of her head. Yeah, he wasn't looking at the wig though. It was what was under the wig. The bag wig was to throw you off. And then he was telling women how beautiful he was in front of me. Now, this is the part we're going to touch on when we come back. Okay. I didn't want to be arguing on trip, so I let it wet. But when he got overly excited about the women from Venezuela, that irritated me because he was trying his best to speak Spanish. When we come back, this is what this whole letter is about.
That's what I wanted to get to. Yeah. All right. All right, we'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Title of today's Strawberry Letter, He Compliments Other Women. We'll get back into it right after this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. This was kind of crazy. It's called, He Compliments Other Women.
Well, and the title of this letter should be, Ain't No Fool Like a Old Fool. Mm-hmm. Now, she said in the letter that she's married to the sweetest man for almost 30 years. She didn't know how sweet he was till we got through this letter. He real sweet. He's sweet as he wanted to be. He's sweet to everybody. That's what you didn't know. And he told her she ought to retire. She said, yeah, put in a notice. They threw a retirement party for her. And his gift to her for as a retirement party booked him on a cruise. They went on the cruise, and it was horrible. It was horrible because it had 40 beautiful young women on the trip. They were in a travel club, and it was their annual retreat. And they walked around half naked all day. Old fool was all up in their faces trying to go eat when they eat.
What was his name, Steve?
Horse. Old ass horse over there talking to Shaniqua and all this here. You know. And now the women in the group done got so tired of him, they don't even call him no more. He got a nickname, H.O. They call him H.O., short for Horace.
Oh,
for Horace.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good. H.O., what's going on? I'm just sitting there like a bump on the log while he floated, while he flirted. Man, he even tried to learn some line dance and almost sprained his ankle every day. He'd sit there, comment on big butts, flat butt, nice wigs, everything, beautiful skin, nice feet. Told the women they was beautiful right in front of me, and I ain't want to be arguing, so I let it slide. But here's the part where the whole trip changed. When he got overly excited about the women from Venezuela, that really irritated me. And let me tell you something. I know exactly where it's coming from. Because when I was hosting Miss Universe, one year Miss Venezuela was in the finals. And I kid you not, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life was from Venezuela.
So what'd you do? You started speaking Spanish?
Oh, hell yeah. He tried his best to speak Spanish, and it was too much for me to take. So I told him, I'd knock it off, I was going to stay in the room. Yeah. Yeah. Cialahuelo. Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Cialalebute. Yeah. Girl, what you talking about? Cinco de Mayo. Come on now. It's all up in here. Oui. You're just mixing it all.
That's
up in
French. Here.
Yeah, under trois quatre. I know that's right. Sitting up in here, girl. I know going caliente up in here, boy.
Hot.
Girl, what you doing? Si hable anglais, huh? Si hable anglais, yeah. Hasta luego. They work hasta luego. He's just trying to be all that. So ask me something in English and I'll tell you how he was talking in Spanish.
Is that your wife?
Oh, si senorita. Oh, si senorita. Si, 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 un poquito. Just un poquito.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
What's a little bit, wife? What's a little bit?
Yeah, just un poquito, you know. Argumente, argumente.
Oh, she argued.
Yeah. Next question.
How long are you going to be here on your trip?
Cinco.
Five.
Cinco de Mayo.
Five more days.
Cinco de Mayo, you know.
Let's
to the Alamo close.
Let's Let's what dance. Happened? Do you know how to salsa?
To Alamo Club.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, it's we. Hey,
you're dancing your butt off.
Yeah, I'm everything. I can twist my ankle. So anyway, the women were nice, but I'm sure it was grossing them out a little. I hope he didn't act like that back when he was traveling a lot for his job. He was.
Yeah.
This ain't new treatment. You just said he's the sweetest man. Everybody know that. I'm not insecure, but there's only so much I can take. Is it best to overlook his behavior and be glad that he feels comfortable enough to talk to me about anything? He wasn't talking to you. Hey, lady, what letter you read? Should I be okay that he feels comfortable enough to talk to me about anything? You mean, should you be okay with him being comfortable enough to say anything in
right.
front of you?
That's true.
Because he was not talking to you. He was... See, what you thought was talking to him when he was saying, girl, look at the butt on this one walking by here. Now, see, now she got pretty feet. Them some pretty feet right there. But that woman right there, busted. Busted. El Bustito.
How stupid is he?
He's right. Speaking French. Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. This is Spanish about her feet. Fritos. Yeah, Fritos. Fritoles. Yeah.
Wow.
Andale, andale, you know.
Vamos. What?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? C'est soir. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Hey. Hey, sister, ho, sister, soul, sister, ho, sister. Hey, sister.
You speak English, Spanish, and French. Wow.
Yeah. Under trois quatre.
All right, yeah. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letters.
To the boule.
Yeah. At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
And
check out the
Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.